Abraham. Amen. Will you turn your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 7, reading verse number 1 through verse number 7. Genesis chapter number 7, verse number 1 through 7. Hey, man, appreciate everybody that's here today. We're working with our sound, new sound equipment a little bit today, but we're getting the kinks worked out of it. But Genesis chapter number 7, verse number 1, reading through verse number 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou into the ark, or come thou and thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Verse number 2. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and the female, and a beast that are not clean by two, to male and his female. Verse number 3. Of the fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, and to keep the seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I'll cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from all the face of this earth. Verse number 5. And Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters was upon the earth. Verse number 7. And the Bible said Noah went in, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff. Lord, out of the way for a little while that I'd be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I realize that I'm nothing. Lord, but you're everything today. And God, I pray, Lord, that you'll hide us behind the cross. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Humbly pray. Amen and amen. Listen, I want us to look now for just a little while with the Lord being our helper. Neighbor, very familiar scripture. Neighbor, Lord's laid upon our heart today. Neighbor, if I had a message, brother, I want to preach on for just a little while. Neighbor, on this right here, door of grace. Amen. Door of grace. Amen. When Noah, when God told Noah how to build the ark to survive the flood, how he would send upon the wicked city that had become. Neighbor, that day, listen, the Bible said he instructed Noah how to put a door in the side of the ark. Listen, there for the people there. Listen, and the Bible said so Noah and his other 7 family members, when that day came and it began to rain, Noah and the thousands of animals went into the ark, and the door was shut. Neighbor, there that day, listen, neighbor, again, Noah and his family, and we're saved from the watery judgment. And neighbor, that God had descended. And neighbor, here upon this earth today. Listen, neighbor, today. Just one door of opportunity. And neighbor, for the people to enter in. And that ark on that period of time. And neighbor, we thought about this. Just as they were spared. It reminds me of the good news of Jesus Christ today. Listen, we know today this world, and neighbor, will be judged once again. Listen, as it was in the days of Noah, you and I will stand before God. Listen, neighbor, God judged this world, listen, by water. And we know that the next time, it'll not be by water or a flood, but it'll be by fire. Listen, neighbor, the condemnation of wrath from the God we serve, listen, will come down upon us. Listen, but I'm glad that day, however, God had a plan. Listen, through the Lord Jesus Christ, that he had opened up another door. Listen, and this door today is a door of grace. Listen, neighbor, today, that door of grace. Listen, and I'm glad today by sending his son. Listen, as a substitute for my sin and your sin, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Listen, the Bible said, it's by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, lest any man should boast that I have the gift of eternal life. Thank God for that door of grace today. Listen, and I'm glad of that. Jesus Christ came as a substitute. Listen, for my sin and your sin. Listen, and another door was open. We look at what the Bible said in the book of John, chapter 14, and verse number 6. Listen, notice what he says here in the scripture. Talking about the door of grace. Noah had one door. God's got one door. Just one entry to the ark. There's just one entry into the promised land today, neighbor, today, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, neighbor, when Noah and his family entered in, listen, God shut the door. Listen, I'm telling you today, when we pass this door of grace up, one day after a while, that door will close, that opportunity will be gone. Listen, neighbor, have there been a time we need to make our peace call an election? Sure. It's this day and time that we're living in. Why the door of grace is open unto you and I. And he's saying, come unto me, all you that's heavy laden. Come unto me and I'll give you rest. The door of grace is open for you and I today. For you and I, that we might be saved by Jesus Christ today. I listen, neighbor, today. I notice what he said here in John 14 and 6. I notice he said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I notice here, he said, no man can come unto me. Come unto the Father except by me. Amen. I look over there at John chapter 10, verse number 9. I'm talking about the door of grace. Listen, and no doubt I could just about it. I listen, picture old Noah up there. I listen, when they were building that big old boat. I remember today. I listen, and he got through with that door. I listen, and he let that door down. I listen, you could hear them change. I listen, as that thing began to let her down. I listen, neighbor, but that same door. I remember, I can just about hear it sometime. I listen, when my Lord and Savior, I listen, was hanging there at Calvary. Our neighbor, and they were driving them spikes in his hand and driving them in his feet. Preacher, what was going on? I tell you what was happening. He was letting down that door of grace. Yes, sir. He was letting down that door. Old Brother Coleman and old Brother Jeff have the opportunity to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful today for the door of grace for me and for you today. That door of grace. Look what he said right here. Listen, neighbor, he said, amen. He said, I am the door. Amen. Listen, Jesus said, I'm that door. Listen, Noah said, there's just one way inside this ark, and that's through this wooden door. And Jesus is saying today, there's just one place that we can enter into this ark. Listen, this relationship with the Lord, and that's through the door of grace. Listen, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Thank God, ain't you glad of that? Listen, I've missed a lot of opportunities, but I'm glad when that door was open, I walked in, and Jesus saved me from my path of sin and unrighteousness. Oh, that door of grace. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. Amen. I'm glad that door of grace. Listen, he spread his arms at Calvary. That door came open to you and I, that we could have victory today and have that, listen, pardon from our sinful man that we were. I thank God today. Listen, and I thought about this. Jesus is our one door. Listen, of grace. One writer said, grace is that unmerited favor. I don't deserve it. I can't earn it. I'm just going to tell you how I got it. I just went through the door. Listen, if we get outside this building, I'm neighbor today, and you reach it to the outside, there's just one way for you to do that, and you've got to go through them doors. Listen, if you're going to get to the promised land, I'm telling you, money won't buy it. The world won't give it to you. You'll have to come by this door of grace that is open on you and I today. Door of grace. By one door, Noah and his family were saved, and all those animals were saved, and by the door of Jesus Christ, we had that opportunity. Amen. Door of grace that is open to you and I today. But three things that we see about this door of grace. Number one today, we see it's for salvation of sinners. I believe that door is open. He said, come unto me, all you that is heavy laden. Amen. And I'll give you rest. The opportunity of salvation of sinners. Listen, the Bible said in the book of Luke, he states, I came not to call the righteous, but I came to call the sinners to repentance. Thank God. He said, it's not he that is well that is in need of physician, but it's he that is sick. See, my friend, today, that door of grace is an opportunity. If you're here and you're lost and you've never had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that door is wide open. And he said, and come home, come home, come and dine, come enter in, that we might be saved today. Amen. Oh, listen, that door of grace, there's just one door. And it's through Jesus Christ today. And, hey, man, it's an opportunity, salvation of sinners. See, that door is open to you today. If you've never accepted Christ, you have that opportunity. See, Jesus came. Jesus came for one purpose, brother. That was to save sinners. Amen. That was to save sinners. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved. In other words, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I've got good news for you from a far country, and they're shouting it from the hills of glory this morning. The doors are open. The doors is open. Come and dine. The grace, the door of grace is open to you and I. I listen every day, but I'm telling you, I can slowly hear the riches cranking her up. This thing's just about ready to end her flight. This thing's fixing to set sail, and I'm telling you, the door of grace, it'll be closed one day after a while. Amen. The opportunity to be saved is slowly passing by. The opportunity to be saved is slowly passing by. I want you to know something today, neighbor. The Bible said no man can come unto the Father except the Spirit draw him. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit of God ever takes her flight, we're a done deal. We're a done deal. If that door ever cranks together, neighbor, it is over. Them folks that laughed at Noah, them folks that scorned at Noah, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I've no doubt about it. Noah probably heard them screaming. Noah probably heard them crying. Noah even may have wanted to open the door. But see, Noah didn't have no control over it. God shut it and God closed it. That's the same way of the opportunity to be saved is. God opens the door and he'll close it one day after a while. We got to come while that door of grace is open. We got to come while that door of grace is open. One day that door of grace will be closed for salvation of the sinners. And then number two today, not only we see this door of grace that we see it as Noah put that door in the ark. And we see that door of grace that Jesus Christ brought to you and I when he left the portals of heaven and came down and took on the robe of flesh and became sin today for my life and your life. We see that door of grace opened up to you and I, not just the rich and not just the poor, not just the white, not just the black, not just the Jew, not just the Gentile. But see today, neighbor, that door of grace is standing wide open. Amen. It's standing wide open. A wretched, vile, sinner man like me and you have that opportunity to enter in that. Amen. I believe when Noah opened that door, I believe that door stayed open every day. And I believe that door stayed open every night. Amen. And I believe every day they walked by and they seen that door.
They had the opportunity to go in. But no doubt about it, they laughed about it. No doubt about it, they scorned about it. Some of them may even had good intentions. Some of them may have said, well, one day after a while, we better get ready to go on there. And there is no doubt about it. When them raindrops began to hit their head, there ain't no doubt in my mind, them people started running for the ship. They started running for the ship. I'm going to tell you something, neighbor. When the judgment of God begins to fall down upon this world, there's going to be people today that didn't want to have anything to do with the church. They didn't want to have anything to do with Christ. They didn't want to have anything to do with Christians. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to have a change of attitude. Hey, listen, neighbor, and they're going to run. Hey, listen, neighbor, they're going to run to 191 on Clarkwood Road, and they're going to cry for the rocks and the mountains. Hey, listen, neighbor, the Bible said a death would even flee from them. I'm telling you today, there's going to be a time when people want the door of grace to be open, and justice, Noah didn't have no control. I'll not have no control. He's going to shut the door once and for all. Amen. The opportunity of salvation to be closed. It'll be closed, and that door of grace, that salvation of sinners. And then we see this door of grace is not open, not only for salvation of sinners, but we see it as a safety for the believers. We see it as safety for the believers. See, as the ark provided, protection from Noah, for Noah, from the judgment and the wrath of God. That ark provided that place of protection, not only from the judgment and the wrath of God, but it also provided safety from the storms, the lightning, the raining, and all these things today, from the judgment of God. And they shield from the storms. See, my friend, today, Jesus is that ark of safety. Jesus is that ark of safety. You see, you gotta be inside to be protected. Amen. You gotta be inside this ark of safety. You gotta be inside of Jesus Christ. You gotta have him inside of you. Yeah. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What shields us from the vile world that we're living in? And what shields us when the fire and the brimstone and things like that began to take place and sudden destructions began to happen? Our neighbor, when the trumpet of God shall sound, what's going to shield us? I listen, neighbor, from falling off into hell. I'm going to tell you, it's because we're in the ark. I listen, in the ark of Jesus Christ. That's where our protection is. That's where our safety is. Jesus today. Amen. Told them over there one time they were going to come through and they were going to kill all the firstborn in the land. And they told him, said, what we're going to do? He said, we'll take this blood and we'll take it and put it upon the lintel post. He said, when I pass through and the death angel comes, he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I'll pass over that house. That protection, that safety. Neighbor, today I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus Christ comes back in the clouds of air and we meet him forever to be with him forevermore. Neighbor, today the only thing that keeps us from dying and going to hell, neighbor, is because we've got the blood upon our heart. Thank God, it's not because I'm Baptist. It's not because I've been baptized. It's not because I'm a member of Morning View Baptist Church, but it's because I'm under that shield of safety. He's got his armor out over me, and it's because I've entered the ark. Now listen, neighbor, I'm telling you, when the door closes, I'll be on the inside. Thank God for that today. I'm glad I got my ticket. I'm glad he paid my debt once and for all, my sin debt of sin, and cast him into the sea. I'm never to be remembered anymore. Thank God I can stand and say, oh, what sins are you talking about? Jesus Christ has covered me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I thank God for the door of grace. Thank God for the door of grace. Amen. That safety, that's what protects me. That's what protects me. It's like one of these little children around here, something hurts it, they run to daddy, or they run to mama, or they run to grandmother. Why? Because that's their safety. That's their safety. Amen. You ever seen a mama dog? She's got a whole bunch of puppies. You better not get around them puppies. You get yourself bit. That's the same way God is about you and I. Now, I'm not referring to us as dogs, but that's what the world thought of them back in those days. They were his dogs. Listen, neighbor, today, but you know what? The world can say what they want. They can think what they want. But I'm glad today because of that door of grace being open. You and I are protected. We're shielded from anything the devil or the world may throw at us today. I thank God for a door of grace. Amen. Noah let that door open up for his family. There were just eight people saved. Eight people saved. Ain't that pitiful? Listen, neighbor, today, I wonder today. He said the righteous scarcely be saved. Where shall the sinner and ungodly appear? Today, neighbor, we better make sure we've entered that door of grace. We got to make sure we've entered that door of grace, because that's the opportunity for salvation of sinners, and it's safety for the believers. It protects you and I. We got to be on the inside of the ark to be protected. We got to be on the inside of the ark to be protected. It's just like yesterday when the rain began to fall and it was raining so hard. Listen, neighbor, today, and I got it on my phone. And it's amazing that you can do this. But I got it on my phone, and I can pull up security cameras from everywhere we got. And I pulled up my phone, and I knew we had a ball tournament going on down at the ball field, and I pulled them up on my phone, and I seen them people, man, they were running there, man, they were getting soaked. And, you know, it was kind of funny just for a little while. Man, they were getting drowned, and they were getting up under awnings and everything. And listen, I thought to myself, I said, boy, it sure is good to be sitting in my recliner, amen. Listen, neighbor, today, I'm telling you something today, neighbor. The Christian way sometimes gets discouraged. It may get hard, but I'm telling you, when they're shouting on the hills for me, I'm going to be glad I'm on the inside. I'm looking out. Amen. Thank God I'm glad today for the door of grace. I'm glad for the door of grace that was open for you and I, that we could be saved today. Amen. It's that place of safety. It's that place of security that we can abide in him and he abides in us. Safety for the believer. And then number three, as we see this door of grace that Noah opened up to them people, and Christ has opened up to you and I today, just one door. Still, just one door. There was just one way. Brother Dennis, there's still just one way. You may have different denominations, but there's just one way. They used to sing that song, there's just one way. To the pearly gates, to the crown of life, and the friends who wait. Thank God. There's just one way, and it's that through that door of grace. It's through that door of grace. Number one, we see it for salvation of sinners. Number two, we see it as safety for the believers. And then number three, we see it as spiritual guidance for you and I. That door of grace, that spiritual guidance. Look at Proverbs chapter number 3. Reading verse number 5 and verse number 6. Talking about that security that we need. Safe and secure in the arms of Jesus. Amen. Look at what he says here. He said, trust. Trust in the Lord. Boy, that word trust. That word trust. To whom can we really trust? Who can we really trust? How many of us today have been hurt by people that we trusted? We all have. You ever told somebody this? Don't never start a conversation like this. Don't you tell nobody now. Because there's some folks who just can't help it. You got telephone, telegraph, and tell them. That's another sermon, another time, but trust. Really, to who can we trust? Brother Jim, really, the Lord is all we can trust. He said, trust in thee, O Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. With all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse number 6. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We got to trust in that door of grace. We got to trust in that door of grace. See, we enter the ark of safety, that door of grace. Once we've entered into that ark of safety, the Holy Spirit then becomes our guide. It directs my steps. It directs my language. It directs my thoughts. The Holy Spirit of God is very important. That door of grace. I'm here to tell you today, just as God shut the door, he told Noah, he said, come thou into the ark. If I say, I'll use Brother Coleman, he ain't got to do it, but if I tell him, I say, go to that door right there, Coleman's going to get up and he's going to make an exit to that back door. But if I say, Noah, a little bit younger than, but if I say, Coleman, come up here with me. See the difference? The word come and go. Go, he's got to go that way. Come, he's coming to where I'm at. He told Noah, said, come thou into the ark. In other words, I'm in here. I'm in here. You come into this safety. You come into this protection. And see, this is the key too. He closed that door from the inside. You get that? He closed that door from the inside. You could not open it from the outside. And once that door of grace is closed, and we're all on the inside, you won't be able to open it from the outside. Did he not tell them when the rich man lifted his eyes up in hell? He said, there's a great gulf between us and y'all. You can't come up here, and they can't come down there. Why? Because that door of grace was closed. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your heart and we don't know your mind today, but there's one, there used to be a song they used to sing a long time ago. I don't forgot who used to sing it. And I thought that's one of the saddest songs I've ever heard. And it went like this, standing outside the gate. Standing outside the gate. Oh, how sad to face the judgment. Standing outside the gate. I want to go to heaven, don't you? Listen, I want to live forever. I want to live for eternity. But I'm not going to heaven just because I'm getting a better house. I'm going to heaven because I want to see Jesus. I want to see the man that died for me at Calvary's throne. Folks, there's just one way. And that's through this door of grace. As we stand together today, would you come? The Holy Spirit of God dealt with your heart. I wonder, would you come today?